Today is Thursday, June 6th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
AV Nation is brought to you by Netgear Business, the networking choice for AV professionals. For more information, go to netgear.com/AVNation.
Today's Daily Download comes from AV Week 153. Matt Scott is joined by Heather Storowitz, Mark Feinberg, and Mike Grubb talking about 4K and 8K. Mark Feinberg starts off talking about whether the difference in quality between 4K and 8K matters to most integrators and consumers.
Yeah, if you're sitting, 2 feet away from an 85-inch screen, I guess it'll matter for 4K to 8K, but...
None of you are supporting my claim. This is terrible.
Well, it's a great, the higher we get on this mountain, the lower the increment becomes each time. Right. I mean, I remember being at a home show selling the difference between standard def and high def, and it was awesome to show people because it was a wow factor. And
yeah,
Sony had this demo disc, and there was a frame that went across, and so you could see from high def to standard def to high def, and it was so noticeable, and it was exciting to tell that story. Even high def to 4K, people are like, I kind of see it. Sure, and the leaves back there.
Maybe.
But yeah, I mean, what are you going to say in 8K?
I completely agree, Heather. I mean, it's the same. The other day I was watching one of the football games, and I was having some trouble with the audio, so I flipped. I wanted to see if it was the channel, so I flipped to the SD channel of the game, and my son flipped out on me that he was watching such poor quality.
How could you?
Exactly, but HD versus 4K. I mean, clients, we stream a 4K video on the Apple TV and then put on the HD video version of it. And they can barely see the difference sometimes. And going back to what you said before, I remember some clients, and we're middle market as well, so I'm in the same boat you are, Heather. Had a lot of clients who bought, the first 4K TVs that came out. They were $7,000 for the 55-inch TV or whatever it was, or maybe $4,000, and they weren't HDCP 2.2 compliant.
That was the tech stuff. Mm-hmm. I was
right. So finally, when all the compliance came out, this expensive TV they bought that was 4K couldn't offer most of what 4K can offer. I don't think it has HDR. It didn't have all the bells and whistles, and there was no content. So will 8K come out? Sure. But by the time there's affordable TVs with content and with the right standards, you're probably 5 years at least from now. So yeah, I'm going to stick with 4K. I may put the infrastructure in, run fiber to make sure there's going to be 8K capability down the road, but I'm not going to start talking about 8K TVs at this point.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.